A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Yevamos Daf Ches, Yevamos 8a, pagination 15. Just below midway on the page, the first word on the line is Rava. And we are dealing with a topic called Aleha, where the Braisa maintains that the word Aleha by Arayus, by forbidden relationships, comes to teach me, seemingly, that Yibum should not be done if the woman in question is an erva, is a forbidden relationship to the living brother who would do the Yibum. We wondered, why do you need a special prohibition? If she's prohibited because it's a forbidden relationship, so why would I think that you're supposed to do Yibum? And we considered for a number of pages the possibility of Asei Docha Lo Sase, that maybe Yibum, which is a mitzvah sase, a positive command, is going to push away the erva prohibition. And we would have thought that you are supposed to do Yibum. Comes along the pasuk and tells you that you're not supposed to do Yibum in such a case. The Gemara then backed off from that and said that it's a very serious prohibition, illicit relationship, and a regular assay like Yibum is not going to be able to push that off. And we were back to the drawing board trying to figure out why we need the word Aleha to tell me something special about the relationship of the forbidden relationships. Our Gemara takes a whole new approach, which we're going to see ends up focusing more on the fact that there are cases that are permitted rather than a focus of what is forbidden. Rava Omar, Rava says, Erva lo tzricha kra. You don't need a pasuk to tell you that if the sister-in-law is forbidden for a different reason, for example, she's the daughter of the living brother, you don't need a special pasuk to tell you that that yibum is forbidden, would never take place. Because an asay is not going to push away a serious prohibition that has kares. Ki itzdirich kara, when was the pasuk necessary? L'meiser tzara, to make a tzara, the co-wife, forbidden from yibum. Asks the Gemara, that's a little bit surprising. Ve'erva lo tzricha kara, we don't need a special pasuk to tell you on the woman herself who is forbidden not to do yibum. Vatanya, we learned in Le Elohi, we were building up, not only is she forbidden, but her co-wife is also forbidden. Answers the Gemara, Mishum Tzarasa. It's all building up for the point. The point that's really the chiddush that you need to keep track of is that the co-wife is forbidden. And that's the case that we were looking at, and that's the case that you need Aleha for. Vaktani Ein Li Elohein, not only are these women that are forbidden relationships, but also the co-wife, and again, Mishum Tzaroseim. That was all building up to the fact that the co-wife is going to be forbidden from Yibum. Drop down to about 10 lines from the bottom. At the end of the line, it's Omar Rav. Omar Ravashi, Ravashi said, Masisi Nami Deiko. What you're saying actually makes a lot of sense in the text of the Mishnah. Because when we began the Masechta, we learned Diktani, Chamesh Esrei Noshim, there are 15 examples, 15 women, Potros Sorosehem, their claim to fame is that they absolve their co-wives. Ve'ilu Peturos, Upotros Loktani. The Mishnah never said they are absolved from Yibum and they cause absolvement to their co-wives. We jumped straight to the fact that the co-wife is absolved. Shema Mina, clearly, the indication here is that in logic, we first have to realize that the forbidden relationship remains forbidden. But that's not what you need a special pasuk for. The special pasuk is to teach you about the co-wife. Asks the Gemara, Umayshina erva delo tzricha kara, why don't you need a pasuk for the forbidden relationship herself? Because you are in agreement at this point that an asay, a positive command, will not be able to push away the lo sa'asay of the forbidden relationship. Well, if you're agreeing to that, tzora nami lo tibo ikra, you shouldn't need a pasuk for the co-wife either. Mishum de'en asay dochel lo sa'asay sheish bo koris, for the same reason, because once you have the rule, litzror, that the co-wives are all bundled as one with the wife that's the forbidden relationship. So if they're all bundled, then there's no mitzvah of yibum, and therefore the prohibition of eshes ach, wife of your brother, will remain. And if so, the Gemara says, we're back to the drawing board, I don't understand what you need the pasuk of Aleha to teach you. These women are forbidden. Why would I need a special pasuk to tell me that they're going to be forbidden? And what happens here is actually very fascinating. According to Tosfos, what happens here is that we didn't understand what Rava meant to begin with. Rava said that it's a case of tzara that needs the pasuk, and we thought it was lemeser tzara, to prohibit the co-wife in the case of yibum. Amalei Ravacha bar Bibi mar l'Ravi, nohachi kama mishmei d'Rava. This is the correct way to quote Rava and understand what he was saying. Tzora nami lo itzderich kra. The co-wife in a case of yibum doesn't need a pasuk, because by default, if she's grouped with the forbidden relationship, then she's absolved of yibum, and she's going to be forbidden because she's an eshes ach. She's the brother. She's the wife of your brother. Ki itzderich kra. What did Rava mean? Lemishri tzora shelo b'makom mitzvah. To tell you that the concept of litzror, to group the wives together, doesn't only apply. It will only apply in the case of a mitzvah, in the case of yibum. Maitaima amakra aleha, on her. B'makom aleha hu da asira, only in the case of aleha is a co-wife forbidden. Shelo b'makom aleha sharya. But if it's not the case of yibum, the co-wife will be permitted. Now, if I gave you some time here, you'd probably guess what the Gemara is referring to. But in the interest of time, let's give you the case very simply. If you have a foreigner, a non-relative to this living brother, somebody else is married to two wives. One wife is forbidden to the living brother, because this man happens to be his son-in-law, married his daughter. And then this man also has another wife. Now, we could discuss age brackets and everything else, but the fact is, he has another wife. When the son-in-law dies, since he's not a relative to the living brother, he would be allowed to marry the co-wife of his daughter. His daughter is obviously forbidden, but the co-wife is going to be permitted. And that's referred to as shelo b'makom mitzvah, not in the place of a mitzvah. It's not a yibum case. So there's not an underlying eshes ach prohibition, the wife of your brother. This man is a foreigner. He's totally different family. And what the pasuk of Aleha is coming to do regarding co-wife is not a prohibition of the co-wife, referring to the case of yibum, but rather to tell you that this prohibition of co-wife only applies, it's not referring to the prohibition of co-wife in the case of yibum, but rather the permission of a co-wife in the case of a foreigner, an unrelated person, that we don't say litzrar, that since these two women were co-wives together, just like you're prohibited to the daughter, you should be prohibited to this other woman, but rather aleha, We only say the principle of litzra to group the wives together in the case of eshes ach, the wives of your brother. But if they're wives to a different person, then his own daughter, who's prohibited, of course, is prohibited. But other wives are not grouped together. Again, comes out that when Rava said this wasn't about arayas, this was coming to permit a case of a co-wife that is permitted. He was referring to a co-wife that's married to a different person. Yashay Koach, thank you for joining.